Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 65th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. I'm thrilled today because I have an amazing guest, and I'm delighted to welcome Tina Poitras, a very successful businesswoman, a high-level coach, someone I admire profoundly. Like I just admire her, everything she's accomplished. She's an amazing woman. You will see why. Tina was she's the one who introduced me to coaching. That's through her that I really discovered the power of coaching. And know that she's a two-time Olympic race walker. You told me 10 kilometers in the French episode. So those who want to listen to the French episode, you can. I'm sure it's going to be a little different. And she represented Canada at the Games in Barcelona and Atlanta. She also received many awards. One of these awards I just discovered, the Terry Fox Humanitarian Award. Listen to this. This is an amazing award that will explain to you who is Tina. And this Terry Fox Award, she received it in recognition of her social spirit, humanitarian and community service, while maintaining excellence in academic, in sport, in her well-being. That's a crazy award. You must have a hard time finding people to give it to. So just to tell you how her brain is really, really unique. And she's also received some other awards, Woman of Distinctions, and she was also inducted into the Ottawa Sport Hall of Fame. And after, at the end of her career, so she was an athlete, she told me, for a good 12 years, she was part of the Canadian team. She decided with her love, with the lover of her life at the time, who was a photographer, she decided to create a company called Magma Photo. It was an image bank, and that became really, really fast the most important independent agency selling images in Canada. And in 2004, I don't know if you guys remember Corbis Image. Corbis was buying at the time, Corbis, I guess in English, Corbis was buying all the bank images all over the world. And so Tina sold Magma Photo to Corbis, and Corbis belonged to nonetheless than Bill Gates. So she has this amazing life where crazy thing happens to her. So she sold her company to Bill Gates. And then she worked for Corbis for a few years, and she decided in 2010 to create Namaste Leadership that she still owns and manages. And Namaste, I remember 10 years ago, 11 years ago, was a weird word. Now with all the yoga classes, everybody's used to this Namaste word. But know that this is really, this word is not, hasn't been chosen lightly for Tina. It's really important because it's really the core of her business. Because Namaste means recognizing the light in each other, in each of her client, anybody that wants to work with her, and even anyone that crosses her path. Tina has this really amazing generosity. She really treats just everyone around her with the same way, the same importance. And so she's using the Namaste method to help others. And she used this also to create balance in her client's life. So her coaching, as you can imagine, she really was able to transcend what she's learned as an athlete to create her own process. And she's able to teach it to her clients. So this is extremely powerful. And I had the chance to be trained by Tina and work with her and listen to this, because when I was working with her, I did some crazy growth, 30%, 40% growth of my business while changing my life at the same time, of course. So thanks again, Tina. I know I do long introduction, but I like it because then they know who I'm talking to.
Wow. Hey, my heart is just so warm and fully open with gratitude, Nathalie. Thank you so much. You got me all teary-eyed here. Thank you for that incredible.
But you have an incredible life, I find. Wow. And we forget that, but especially when you start a career so young in a sport, this is for all any athletes, obviously, but we don't think about it very often. So it's starting a career really young. Mm-hmm. And then when you stop, you have a second career. So it's really, I guess, you know, you're trained in a different way and you see life differently for sure. So all this to say that we've been talking about what you've accomplished in your professional life, but it would be nice to hear you a little bit about the other side, because we're humans, we're complex, we're not just only one thing. And I like to ask this question to all my guests. So, who is Tina Poitras?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I would say, I mean, sports obviously shaped so much of who I am. In terms of how I experience life, how I look at life, as an athlete, you know, I started sports at 4 years old. So, you know, I realized the importance of, it's like an incredible laboratory to look at, okay, I want to reach this goal, was it for school or, you know, or in sports or in business. And this beautiful vision that I have that I want to reach, I would look at how it was aligned with my thoughts. Was my thoughts serving, like completely aligned with where I wanted to go? Was it my emotions, are they aligned with where I want to go? My physical body, is there a physical reaction to it? If not, I have to look at this, or my energies, are they like completely aligned and serving the goal that I want to reach? And so I had this surgical reading of these four dimensions of who I am. And no matter what I'm living, I'm well muscled at, you know, instead of just reacting to what's happening around me, is to like turn around that consciousness and look inside and say, okay, what is going on inside of me? What part of this is my responsibility that I can change? And which completely changes my perception of the outside after. And it allows me to better serve that moment, right? That it be for my own performance or to help somebody else perform. So,
and did you have coaches pointing you in all those four major elements, what you were thinking?
I've had coaches all my life. So it started with my, you know, different sports coaches. They were already helping me, but my best introduction to coaching on all four levels was Serge Labelle, my Olympic coach. So he understood that to speak with me, because I was different from other athletes. Everybody had their own different styles, but when he would talk to me, I'll always remember this moment when it was before my first Canadian championships, and I had only been training a year with him, and I had to do 12 times 1 kilometers at this certain speed so fast with only 45 seconds of recuperation. And I was like not at all on target. And I was, you know, bowed in two, like, and the coach said, oh, Tina, you know, if you compete like this in a month at the Canadian championships, you're completely going to be passed over by. And he starts naming all the best athletes. And I look at him, I'm like, why are you telling me this? And I, you know, I was just, and I started crying. I was like, you're not helping at all. He says, Tina, I'm so sorry. He turned white and he said, you know, my coach had told this to me, I would have been so excited. And he said, it would have pushed me. I said, well, not with me. Help bring my attention to what I can focus on and have an impact on. So he would bring me to these little steps. Like he would say, okay, today, Tina, you only think about he arrived with crackers and he said, don't squish the crackers and make sure that at each turn that they're intact, because you, when I tell you to relax your arms, you're not understanding. So the celebration will be when you manage to finish your 1 kilometer with the cracker intact. And and of course I managed after a few times and we were celebrating that. And bref, it was just awesome and then he would turn around to this other athlete and say, if you don't do better than that, you're going to be beat by this other person and blah, blah, blah. And it would work super well for this other person. So all of this to say that finding the right coach for you I had found the right coach for me who adapted to who I was and what I needed. And even in business, the first 3 years I launched Magma Photo, I did not have a coach. And that was the biggest mistake because I worked so hard. You know, I was used to intense working, but my focus was all over the place. I was trying to do everything. I was, you know, not understanding some certain elements and des éléments de levier. Comment on dit ça en anglais?
Tipping points, you know, when you have a levier.
Leverage, like actions leverage. Of leverage that give huge leverage. I'm not clearly understand that yet. So after 3 years, I finally brought a coach in, two business coaches, and oh my God, that was a tipping point for me. So I had forgotten this. And this is where I said, okay, clearly I had not transferred that Olympic environment that I had before. I forgot to bring it in my business. And that's where I modeled my Olympic approach in 9 key elements. And once I brought that into my business, oh my gosh, then we doubled our sales to $1.8 million in less than a year. So it makes a difference. So coaching is absolutely one of those elements.
I tell that very often, and I cite and I tell them it's coming from you. And this is what you tell us. Create your own Olympic surrounding of experts, of people you need to help you see better, or it can be someone that helps you physically or mentally, or there are different types of coach, obviously, those who are going to be
exactly.
business coach, they help you see what sometimes we don't see.
Yes.
It's like little reading the label on your own bottle sometimes and helping you this and helping you focus too. That's a good point too. Sometimes there's so many things to do.
I have a business coach, I have a spiritual coach, I have a physical training coach because, you know, I need him in order to hold my promises with myself because I won't do it. I don't have the same discipline and desire as before, so I need a coach to help me show up with my promise of staying healthy for training.
Yeah.
And I have all these A-plus relationships around. I have a mentor. Two different kinds of mentors that I approached. I approached these mentors. I said,
you know what?
You inspire me so much. And, you know, would you accept to just go have lunch once a month? You don't need to do anything. Just exchanging with you is just dynamizing energy. And so they were very flattered and accepted. And I was lucky, you know. But I think it's very important to what are your Olympic surroundings? Who are the people helping you? Like we become the average of the 5 people that we hang around the most with.
Oh,
that's pretty. That's pretty powerful. Yeah. So and financially too. So the 5 people you hang around with most do the average of their financials, and that's probably around what you have. So it's very
so
fascinating.
Oh, my God, scary sometimes to think about that. But I remember doing some. I remember doing some trainings with you, and it's so powerful when you bring to your brain that, and you start looking at who are surrounding you. And I remember some men and women. They made some huge changes in their life. Sometimes even going to change their life partner because they were realizing all of a sudden that they weren't helping them move forward, that they were maybe like pulling them down. So, powerful concept.
And you're bringing me back to these classes with you, Nathalie, where I need to say this, but out of all of the people who've participated in my programs, you are the one that sticks out the most because you were just so incredible, like an Olympian at all of these concepts that I was throwing at you guys. You were like exemplary. So I was like, wow, the clients of Netta PR are very lucky to have an Olympian heart like this, you know, holding the torch and moving forward with their strategies, because let me tell you, your clients are in good hands.
Thank you. I love to learn, and I had the chance to be among your very first students. And
yes,
you were so generous.
I was 8 months pregnant. And while I was giving that,
this is how I remember how many years. Every time I talk to you, I'm like, "How old is your daughter now?" Like,
yes,
oh my God!
Yes.
So that was 10 years ago. Huh? You started in 2001. Oh my God, that's insane.
Yes.
But
yes.
This is interesting. This is the core of who I am. I love to learn. So when I'm with someone like you, and you were like, your program was Actually, you had you probably have declined four major programs out of the first one you created,
was way
right?
Too much in the first one.
But I was delighted. I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
Well, this is probably one of your biggest talents, you know, and science is sometimes the biggest talent to have is to learn how to learn. That's a talent. To learn how to learn is just so powerful. And you have that curiosity and that high desire to learn how to learn in whatever you put your mind to. Fascinating.
This
wonderful.
Is true. That's my motto. Like when I see something that's not working in my life, I'm like, okay. And even if I don't want to do it, I have to find a way, a twist, and twist it differently. Like make it something I can learn. Like, oh, maybe I can learn to become a better human resource manager. That's a perfect example I can give you. And for the longest time, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to this part because I love winning clients over, serving clients. So human resources was not my, I didn't put a lot of focus on it as I do now.
Yeah.
But it took me this, this twist and I had to, sometimes you have to trick your brain. Listen to this. You can trick your
so
brain
true.
And say, okay, maybe I can learn. Before I couldn't go to, I don't like to do this to, I love this, right? Sometimes you have to find something in
that.
The middle. And
so
the
true.
Thought that I found that I could believe, the whole trick is to find thoughts that you believe. And I was able
That's
to believe
awesome.
That, I can learn to become better at least, you know.
That is
better
just
than
so
I
great.
Am now.
So yeah, using, so you would build new belief systems. You would create the new belief system and use the words and the images that you needed to activate it in your body. And that's very Olympian, you see?
Yeah, that's interesting. So true. Like this is the thoughts in between, because obviously if you want to go to the Olympic in, I don't know, 4 years, it's hard for your brain to like seize the whole concept. Okay, I'm going to the Olympic. It's a dream. It's so far. This is why I like your technique to like just doing like little step by step.
Or else you paralyze. A lot of people will paralyze because it's too big. It's too much to do. And that's one of the strategies that the brain uses. It suddenly makes you fall into overwhelm, which is a lie.
The
brain is just telling you, oh, you got to do everything at the same time, which is completely a lie. So you bring yourself back to, okay, what can I do just now, just at this moment, just the smallest little step possible to bring me just a little bit closer to my goal, just today.
Yeah. I love that.
And that manages to calm down the brain and the anxiety, because if you have anxiety, you know, the brain strategy is automatically to make you do something else, you know, just run away from the anxiety and you start procrastinating. And so it's just a natural reaction, right? So to catch the anxiety very early when it's a 2, 3 on 10, and to have a strategy in place like you do, where you're saying, okay, I have these phrases that I use in order to bring me back to that state of being where I can be proactive again with HR.
Keep looking. If you haven't found any techniques yet to help you do that, please look for, because there are some work with Tina or, you know, I'm certified from the Life Coach School, but depending on how your brain functions, then something's going to resonate with you. Because at the end of the day, most coaching have the same work on the same elements, because I feel coaching is to help you move forward.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, depending on where you are in your life, it took me years to get there, but you're right. I like what you said also in the French podcast. You were saying that the Olympian I was is I was able to catch me when on my scale, let's say the emotion was on a 2. But it's true that if we're not used to 2 on 10,
so of anxiety,
if you're not used to, catch your emotion, because some people are, if you're not used to listen to your emotions or be able to identify your emotion, it's a practice. Then every human can do that, obviously. But if you are busy, if you're like me, if you're a brain, you're in your head, it takes a while before you're able to identify the emotion.
Yeah.
And you can start with the emotion, with the thought, you know, it doesn't matter where you pick, what element you pick, but if you find the emotion, it's like, wow, what am I thinking? Why am I feeling like that? And
it is a practice.
And then you start finding answers.
Yes. Most people, they actually wait until they don't even realize they're in an emotional distress or in a reactive state until they're 7 on 10 of reactivity, or an 8 or a 9 or a 10 on 10 of reactivity. Problem is, it costs you so much. It is so expensive to be in a reactivity state, because then it shuts down your prefrontal cortex. You can't access all of the intelligence and the thought process that you would usually have. You don't react the same way with your staff. You don't have the all of the beautiful strategies that you would think of at the moment. So suddenly your productivity level shoots down because you're not catching it early enough.
That's so good.
Yes. So it's a muscle. And it's really an Olympic training to be able to catch yourself early.
I know some people are going to think it's a little woo-woo, right? The energy, da-da-da. But I'd like to give an example of that. I'm curious, so I don't mind how people express this. These techniques, you know, there are different ways and they're going to talk to different people. But for those who think it's woo-woo, but it's not. Just think about someone who's not in a good mood. You don't want to go out with someone that's in a crappy mood for a coffee. You don't want to have coffee with that person. But if someone else comes and is a really extraordinary mood and you has this amazing, you know, feel, you're like, wow, I love this person is always like... happy, seems happy all the time, you want to go have a coffee with that person. So that's exactly the same thing we're talking about here.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
That is so true. Like, how many times I remember specific moments where I felt really discouraged. I mean, it's not because you're an Olympian that you don't sometimes really feel like, oh my God, this is impossible. It's like, this is a hopeless situation. And suddenly one person arrives and just is vibrating at this energy, is exuding this positive energy and is relaxed and says 1, 2, 3 phrases, not even about what you're going through, and then leaves. And suddenly I'm starting to feel like, well, why was I feeling like this a moment ago? I feel so hopeful. Things are possible. I just need to put myself in this situation and do this and that. And suddenly I could access my creativity again and my good state of being, my good state of mind. So it's very powerful to Oprah. I love her. One of my favorite quotes is from her. Is she says, you have to become responsible for the energy you bring into a room.
So true.
Because in your state of being, when you arrive at school, or that you arrive at home or at your office, do you elevate the energy in the room or do you make it heavier? And this will affect everybody's productivity and capability to move forward.
I'm sure many people can relate to that.
Yes, I'm sure. I hope so, because it's important to notice it.
yeah. And this is human by design. So we are working with humans. This is how we are. So it's
half of us
human.
Is all these capabilities and competencies, and the other half of us is a bunch of emotions and thoughts. Now, what you do with that jumble of emotions and thoughts, you got to train that, like my little dog. You know, I have to train it to be a good. A fantastic family dog. Yeah. But if I don't train it, it'll be peeing and pooping everywhere.
It's funny. One coach that I know, she's saying it's like, if you don't pay attention to your brain or what you're thinking, it's like a toddler with knives running around.
Oh, I love that. The damage that can do.
Yeah. And it's very often what's happening. Sometimes to a very high-level professional that has accomplished a lot in their lives, they don't realize that, you know, like I was mentioning earlier in the French podcast, and I really realized I was going really quickly to being annoyed. And this is a feeling, it took me years to really identify this. And obviously when you're annoyed, nobody wants to be around you, right? It's not fun. Yeah. It's not a nice energy. So now when I'm my brain and my feeling goes to annoyed, it can be anything. I can think, oh, this is stupid. Why did they, what, you know, there's always good reasons to be mad at your employees, right? There's always something we don't like. But when it happens to me, I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. I go right there. Then I wait And I tried, and I have those techniques, so I'm able to move, make changes. That changed my life, really.
That
you can learn this. You can learn this.
It's absolutely.
It's a technique.
Yes, it's
and how you learn it with a good coach.
Yes, yes, and so that's it's a talent that you can develop on how do you connect with somebody else, and you know how do you transform that relationship if the other one is very upset and in all of its state, you know, of frustration or whatever, or vice versa, or both. Yeah. So when you start with yourself, though, it's a powerful place to start in order to change relationships, yeah, to change your leadership, yeah, power.
Completely. Yeah. And even in your couple relationship or with friendship, you know.
Absolutely.
Only one out of two needs to do the work. Like,
it's so true.
The other one doesn't need to
change,
do the work.
Just one of the two needs to work. It's true. And just by vibration, by repercussion, it changes the other one. If you change for real, profoundly,
yes,
it will affect both.
It has to be, it's all about believing, right? You have to believe.
Well, it helps to start moving forward, right?
For sure. Yeah. Hey, let's go back in time. I want to hear you about Bill Gates.
Oh!
I'm sure my listeners are very curious when you sold Magma Photo to Corbis. So did you have the chance to meet Bill Gates?
I met him, yes. I didn't do the transaction with him, obviously. It was with the president of Corbis. But I did meet him on two occasions and was in the meeting with lots of people in the meeting, and it was fascinating. I mean, this man, the way the presence when he's walking inside the room, and you can tell he's reading the room. He's reading everything that people are saying, and he's in a high level consciousness. This is his repetition, his powerful repetition, you know, of like reading all these people, his teams that are working for him, and I'll remember. Yeah, one person was doing this presentation, and the way that his response after was not always the most human way to say things. You know, he's very direct. And so his talent is not PR, maybe.
No, but, for sure. not but connected just, to his heart all the time.
I don't know. But let's just say he's a brilliant mind. He is for such a brilliant mind. And boy, you know, his dream was to have his software, his operating system in one computer in every household. And guess what? He did it. I mean, that's just insane.
It's amazing. Changing the world, but in such a way.
His talent. And now he had to surround himself with brilliant people who could make that happen and elevate the teams, right?
That's very impressive. Even if we're not at this, let's say, I don't know, we don't have like those dreams like these people have. To me, they're like in other galaxies. But it's interesting to see how they think and work, because then we can apply this to our little planet. That's as important as the huge one, obviously, or the infinite galaxy. So there these people are. But I find it interesting to see how they work and how their brain functions and learn from that, yeah.
Yes, and at the same time, I see so many people, so many of my clients, they say, oh, I want to be, you know, like Oprah, or I want to be like Anthony Robbins, or I want to be, you know, all of these brilliant minds. And at the same time, I'm like, but there's only one of each, right? They're already brilliantly being themselves. So it's even more powerful to find out, well, who are you and how can you make that become at the height of what you dream it to be? That's a lot easier, I think. Not at first to be able to accept who that is, but to just celebrate who you truly are. Then you can finally bring high performance and more ease because you're just being you.
That's a good point. But I find these people very inspiring, and it's always interesting to see how they build their company. But wanting to become them, maybe it's not a bad path at first. Then you have to find your way. But it's interesting to see these crazy minds.
You're right, though. They are showing us a path of like brilliant strategies and ways of thinking that we can so use, while we still respect our essence of who we are, right?
Mm. And I know that you're using the web more and more. I saw that during the pandemic. So you're more, you've increased your presence, because this is what we are teaching at NetApia School, how to be more visible, to generate more sales or, you know, to reach out to more people. Because obviously, if you're not known, if nobody knows about you or your amazing product, it's going to be really hard to sell it.
Absolutely. Right? You can have the best one out there, but if nobody knows, yeah, it's so true. And yeah, I'm very proud of me. This has been a big challenge for me. It's related to my own blockage or limiting belief of, you know, I don't like being in front of a camera. And it's so funny because I've done hundreds of interviews as an athlete on the media, right?
TV and all that. Yes.
So, but that was fine. That was about, you know, just sharing what I was going through. But now it's about bringing impact, bringing content in front of a camera. So that was a big challenge because there was this limiting belief of, and we all have hundreds, right, that we need to find what those are that are holding us back. And so I've been working on mine for a long time, but the one where I'm not enough, you know, as a high level athlete, maybe that's what was something that propelled me to go to such high extreme of pushing until I vomited. Because, you know, someplace there was this limiting belief of I'm not enough, so I have to perform. Well, I've transmuted that a lot. So that's wonderful. But I saw remnants of it come up again because I was trying to put these all my programs that have been running so well in person, in businesses for 10 years. Now I want to put them online because all these people, I couldn't bring the content to my clients anymore. And so I've been very proud to be able to start finally doing that and just transmuting that blockage even more. And now starting to do lives. This is huge, huge, guys. Huge for me to be doing lives once in a while. But also the magic part is to get out of your own way and hire people that can help you do what they are so strong at and let them help you. So I've noticed that I was my own bottleneck for, like, I don't enjoy at all. I didn't enjoy les réseaux sociaux, social media.
Social networks.
Yeah, social media. Because
social media.
Yeah, because it's, well, anyways, it's my own perception, right? So having somebody
from
the outside.
I'm kind of the same. Yeah. Took me a while too. We were discussing that. I started talking to my computer 2 years ago. That's, to me, it's not something natural at all. It took me a while. And
now
listen to this. We are recording my 65th podcast. So
people,
you can do it. If we did it, you can too.
Oh, that is fantastic. Bravo. Félicitations. That's so good.
Thank you. Merci.
Because, and that's the thing is that we're not allowed. I think when we're in our talent, we're not allowed to hold back our light, hold back all this. We got to bring it out there, help as many people as we can. And that's what you're doing with your podcast. You're giving so much free content, amazing content. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it took me a while to bring my brain there. Don't be afraid to share information out there. And then if people like what you're sharing, they're going to come to you.
Yeah.
And some this is, it, well, I'm 56 years old, so obviously, let's say 30 years ago when I started my career, like you were keeping secret what you had discovered and holding on. Yeah, this is why it's so different right now. And don't be afraid. It's gonna come back. This is what I learned too. Like you, I guess even when you're more present on the web, it's coming back.
Yeah,
right.
I believe that we're coded in the heart, okay, to help certain people and others not. So to me, that helps a lot. I'm like, I wake up in the morning and I say, I can't wait to see who I'm coded for today. I can't wait to meet them.
Point.
It's going to be so awesome. So then you can share openly. And the people that you're coded with, even if they're hearing what they needed to hear, well, since you're coded for them, when they need help and assistance, they'll come back to you. And the ones that you're not coded for anyways, doesn't matter that they have it or not. It's you weren't for them anyhow.
They're going to go to someone else, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. So let's, are you projecting yourself in the future now that we've spoke about what's happening and now your presence on online and in 2030, it's going to be the 20th anniversary of Namaste Leadership.
Yes.
So where do you see your company or yourself? That's just in 9 years from now, right?
I know. And that passes so fast. You know, I dream of course I dream. I always have all these beautiful visions and, you know, I think it's very important to keep on having them, because when you stop having them, that's when you start going, you know, in circles. And that, for some reason, all that creative energy that you receive every day, you have to, it has to flow through, and you have to continue to create something. If you stop creating them, that's when you start having energy going down and down. And it's creative energy that just burns inside of you because it's not being expressed. So to me, of course, I see myself and I see my business becoming this amazing place where it holds the space for clients that are looking for a breath of fresh air, a laboratory of fresh air, where they can go and help them identify what that passion is for them, how to activate it within them, vibrate all the way to the tips of their fingers and toes, have the tools in order to really grow and take expansion, and then to boom, to get that energy to be in full throttle, full action towards what is meant for them. So, and in that dream, I do see like several dozens of Namaste coaches that are using the process of those 9 key elements of Olympians in order to inspire and help clients, you know, especially there's entrepreneurs, you know, executives, leaders, and even the travailleurs autonomes, even people that are just one man bands,
yeah,
you know,
all these freelancers that we love so much.
Yes, they can also build a beautiful business without hiring
employees. God, especially they now can with the web.
Yeah, they can build their Olympic environment by remaining freelancers. You can do amazing stuff now with the web. And getting the right talent around you.
Make millions alone behind your computer.
It's insane now. It's very exciting what is possible now. And it's by hiring people like you that are these incredible elements of impact, you know, that to put them behind the customers and their strategies. Well, I've seen you at work.
That's what I say sometimes, even to... Thank you. This is what I say even sometimes to my young employees. I said, you're so lucky now, even young entrepreneur. You can start looking online and you can find so many people proposing help and information. And it's like an ocean. That didn't exist, people, 20 years ago when I started my company. Even 10 years ago, I was just at the beginning of it. Now it's insane, the information you can find and the help you can find, especially if you start your own business and you're alone. So you can be alone for a while, having all these, you can create your little Olympic team with all these people, even if you never meet them in person.
That's so true. Right? But that's why it's so important to identify who you are and show that on the internet, on the web, so that you can, you know, find those collaborators that are built for you, that are the perfect partners for you, and find those customers that are, you know, coded for you. Yeah, and not remain alone. Don't stay alone in your own corner. Because that'll...
In 2030, you'll have this crazy, beautiful business online, of course. But we'll have the chance to see you in your human dimension once in a while.
Absolutely. I will always be doing once every 3 months, at least I will be doing something in person, you know, a training of some kind in person, because it's just yum, 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 yum for me to connect
and
with my clients.
For those who are interested, maybe you've seen it already behind the podcast. You have all the information if you want to work with Tina, obviously. So all the information are just right there.
And it'll be my pleasure just to talk with you guys.
And just to wrap up, what can we wish you
before we end
this podcast?
I would say just wishing me that I continue on opening my heart to be more and more live on the web. Even if it's a challenge for me still to be live and to just let that flow more and more so that I can be of service to people, as many people as possible. That would be a great,
thank you so
a wonderful,
much,
powerful.
Thank you for sharing this episode
thank you,
with
Natalie.
Me. It was wonderful to having you. So thank you to those who are listening to this podcast every week. And I hope you took this podcast, these few minutes, to think about your own business. As I told you, if you want to talk to Tina, the Namaste Leadership, it's easy to find your website too, but you just can click on the link. And if you want to talk to me, you can always reach me. There's a free consultation link down there. And you know where to find me, of course.
And I've noticed that there's since the COVID, that is changing now. The leaders are looking for ways to help their employees have more resilience, finding more balance in work and life, and caring for their employees better. It's really important to not... go get the experts that
trend.
You need in order to do that. Yeah.
Yes. Look for us online. We'll help you for sure.
Yeah, with pleasure.
And I'm always happy to hear, just like you, Tina, hear what people are looking for. And it will tell you in all honesty if we can help you or we'll refer you to someone we know for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll do another podcast soon.
With pleasure. And bravo. Keep on doing that amazing gift to the world that you're doing.
Merci.
Right now.
Merci. Hopefully you'll be there joining us next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.